start this?
Yes. Let me open this first. Because I think it's kind of a silent thing to eat.
Sweet tarts?
No, it's like a rope.
Oh, it's like a... That's... A... You're trying.
You can hear that?
No, not really. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I can hear you breathing through your nose, though.
Around my cheeks.
I'm gonna go over there. What up, homies? Joy Steph. Today I'm with my sister Ash.
Hi.
And we are kicking off Horror Movie Month with one of our personal favorites, Stephen King's Pet Sematary. Technically, Mary Lambert's Pet Sematary, but that's, you know.
Yeah, Stephen King.
It's based off of a Stephen King novel. Ashley, what did you think of watching Pet Sematary this time?
It's great. I always love Pet Sematary.
It's amazing.
It's always a classic. It's pretty creepy still. There are still parts that make you go, yeah, it's an all-around great movie. I have no issues with casting, story, the make. I have issues with nothing, which is... As we know, very rare.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen this obviously 100 times.
Yeah, this is one of those rare ones where we're both like, oh yeah, no, this is an amazing movie. Like,
yeah.
And that's the thing. It's possible that nobody else thinks that. It's just for whatever reason, the two of us really like this movie.
I really like this movie. I always have. It's a Halloween movie for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
I thought of a couple more that we can do coming up.
Exciting.
So it was just a classic. And whenever I thought of it, I went, oh, I know what we're doing.
Yeah,
we're doing Pet Sematary, and that was the first thing I thought of. It was that or The Conjuring. The Conjuring it's a great ghost movie.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you.
Like, that movie is a good movie, but it's a recent movie. This is like a
80s, like,
exactly
something we grew up on. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is another one kind of thing where you just love it because you grew up on it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
I really, really like this movie. I've read the book. I've seen all of the fucking adaptations of it. I think this is the best version of it. Like, this.
I didn't watch the adaptations.
So the book's great, but like, I just like the movie. It's the first thing I saw, and I think it's a pretty good adaptation. There is one thing I don't understand, which we'll get into in spoilers, but the adaptation. So, okay, for those of you who don't know, the plot of this movie is so what it's about is this family who move into this house in the middle of nowhere. Really, I don't actually know. Does it take place in Maine? Actually, anyway, this house,
definitely not Chicago.
Yeah, it's definitely not fucking Chicago. Yeah, so they move into this house and it's on the side of a highway. I know that. And what it's about is there's this pet cemetery that is right down the pathway. And their cat dies pretty early on. And the guy who lives next door, who lives like across the street, tells him the main character is the father, like the patriarch of this family. And he becomes friends with the guy across the street. So when the cat dies, the guy across the street's like, hey, let's go bury the cat in the pet cemetery. And then they go to do it. And then the guy across the street named Judd is like, no, we're going to go deeper. We're going to go deeper. They keep going deeper into this forest until they hit this like literal Indian burial ground. And once they bury the cat comes back to life, but it's not quite the same. It's almost the same, but not quite. And of course that just domino effects into fucking what the story ends up becoming. It's actually a very, very interesting take on like the zombie genre. Weirdly.
Yeah.
And I that's one thing I like about it the most.
So like, they come back angry. They don't come back
loving
anymore. They're more angry now.
And they're, yeah. So that's the general plot of the story. So the family has two children. I'm trying to think. Okay. How far do you go before it's a spoiler? You know what I mean? It's okay. So we'll talk about the adaptations and spoilers, just because I don't really want to get too much into it. As far as Stephen King adaptations go, what do you think? Where do you think this ranks? I think this is probably top 10, top three, maybe.
It's so unfortunate that I haven't really watched many.
Yeah. Like The Shining, you know, it's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty
The
amazing.
Shining. Misery. I saw once. Cujo. I saw once as a kid.
Yeah.
excuse me, it. Not much.
Yeah. So
not much, which is unfortunate because I really love Stephen King books. Mm-hmm. I have. There was a moment there where I was reading them all the time, and then I kind of stopped.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I've read a lot of his
Secret Window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we just literally did a Stephen King adaptation. Secret Window. But the thing is, so like a lot of people, I feel like I've read more of his short story collections than his actual books. There are certain books that I've read, Pet Sematary, I've read The Shining, I've read Dr. Sleep because I'm a big fan of like The Shining. But a lot of the things I've read are like his collections. Nightmares and Dreamscapes, Everything's Eventual, Four Seasons, like they're all pretty fantastic. So I'm trying to, I don't really have a lot to talk about before spoilers. Is there anything you...
I wouldn't.
Because, okay, cool. You want to just get into ratings and then we'll...
Yeah.
So what would you say? Because
unfortunately,
a lot of
halfway through the movie, it starts getting into spoilers and then you're screwed.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I 1,000% agree with you.
Yeah. So like the cat was a good point. Even the cat is half an hour in.
It's true.
So like by that point, you're one third the movie through.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's nothing else I can say. Like,
it is true. And so every little thing, I apologize for stepping on your toes there.
Okay.
For interrupting you. Every little thing that I want to bring up, I'm like, that leads to a spoiler.
Exactly.
That leads to a spoiler
in
this movie.
So he got a job here because he's a doctor.
He's a doctor. That's important.
And he got a job at
a university.
A university.
Yeah, yeah.
And the mother is a stay-at-home mom. The daughter goes to school.
They have two kids.
And then the daughter is like 9?
I'd say maybe a pinch younger. I'd say maybe 6 or 7. But yeah, yeah.
And then the,
close, yeah.
And then the young one, Gage, is maybe, I don't know, kids, right? They could be anywhere from a year to 3.
2, maybe?
I have no kids, right? So
the kid could talk.
But yeah, he could talk like not...
No,
perfect.
He can't have a conversation.
But he's like, bye-bye. Like, he can talk.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would
say
1.5. That's a good one. 1.5, 2 years. And
and then there's the cat, Winston Churchill. Everybody calls him Church.
Yeah. And then the opening scene is like, that whole part is brutal where the guy gets hit by the car. Pascal.
Yeah.
And it's like, holy.
So, I was going to bring up Pascal, but it's something I want to talk about later. That's my only problem with not bringing up
but
Pascal.
But like, it's pretty brutal where you see it immediately.
Okay, so how about this? All right, so instead of talking about story elements, for those who haven't seen Pet Sematary, how as a horror movie, what do you think? Like, is it scary? Would you say, like, there are jump scares? Would you say... You know what I mean? Like, maybe compare it to something.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's... I think it's more for the... I think it's more like... I was going to say Saw, but Saw is more to gross you out.
Yeah. Here's
the thing. It's not a jumpy movie, in my opinion.
No.
It's just a good horror movie, but it's not like...
I agree with you.
To scare you. I don't think I was ever... I don't think there's a part of it where I go, like, I'm scared.
There's only one character. There's a character that's introduced, and it's one of the characters' backstories, and it's Aunt Zelda.
Oh, you?
Fuck that character.
Hate Aunt Zelda since you were a kid.
She's so fucking creepy looking.
I remember complaining about her.
I don't want to make fun of, but like, I'm not like...
We'll talk about
like,
it later, but
there's
there's a reason why she's creepy.
The way she speaks and the way, like, it's just like, this is fucking creepy.
No, I,
And okay, so like, and here's the thing. So this movie comes out in the 80s, at a time where slasher films are really popular.
Okay.
So really B-movie slasher flicks are like...
Scream and all those?
So Scream comes a bit later, but it's more like Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Okay.
Shit like that. Child's Play, stuff like
which
that.
Which I also...
Child's Play was a little bit after,
I think,
but
Friday the 13th is the most scariest of those. Like, the other ones are just...
I mean, Halloween is pretty creepy, I guess, but...
Not creepy and scary are two different things.
It's true. It's true.
Freddy is meant to scare you.
Yeah.
The thought, like that movie, Freddy versus Jason, where you can't be awake or alive.
Yeah, wake or asleep.
Like, what do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Like that is scary.
It's true.
Freddy actually kind of creeps me out.
Yeah.
But like the other ones, Halloween, you're like, oh, it's a scary movie, but it's not like scary.
Definitely. That's interesting.
Riley brought it up one day. She said, what's the difference between a horror movie and a...
Is it a thriller?
A thriller.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I mean, I feel like a horror... That's the thing. There's really not much of a difference. I don't know. I mean, I guess a thriller, it doesn't have to do with being, like... I'm trying to think of the right term. I mean, a thriller... Like, anytime I think of a thriller, I think of, like, a police procedural. Do you know what I mean? It's not quite an action movie, but it's also not quite, like, okay. a disturbing horror. It's just, like, more of, like, something in the middle where it's, like... I don't know, like, Seven, in my opinion, is a thriller.
Oh.
Seven is a good thriller. A lot of people would be like,
what about Law-Abiding Citizen?
That's a thriller. 1,000%.
I loved that movie.
Silence of the Lambs. I like to think it's a horror movie, but a lot of people would say it's a thriller. But a lot of people will say that a movie's a thriller just to get them out of that, like... Because for a long time there, a horror movie was a bad thing to say about a movie. It kind of cheapens it a little bit. So they're like, no, it's a thriller. It's a thriller. And it's like... I personally think horror movies are amazing.
What about
so.
A thrasher? Is that a thing?
I don't think it's a thing. That's more music, isn't it?
Thrashing?
Thrashing.
Is that for... Anyways. Yeah, I definitely don't think this is meant to scare you. I think it's just meant to creep you out and keep you kind of...
Yeah.
Because you know where it goes. It's not like it hides that from you.
Yeah.
But you're still unsure. It's weird.
Yeah, you...
You know what's coming.
You know exactly
You probably
what's
know
coming.
What's coming when we talked about the plot.
Yeah.
But then you're like, you don't know. And you're on your seat like, ooh.
And then even when you do know it's going to happen, you're even like, please don't do that. Like, stop doing that. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of that in this movie yeah. where it's like, what are you doing? Stop. Like, you know this isn't going to be good.
I know. Like, I know. I think the same thing. Yeah. So I definitely love this movie. I definitely give it. I have no issues with the movie.
Me neither.
The only time I give away points is because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8.5, 9.
I'll give it a 9, too. Only because, yeah, I really liked the movie. There's nothing wrong with
nothing
it.
Nothing to complain about.
There's nothing
about.
Wrong with it. I think it's a great movie.
I like the kids. I like the parents. I like all the actors. I love the plot. I love, like, there's nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
Which is so rare.
I love original
just
movies.
Star. Just this and Popstar. Just you and Popstar. And my favorite movie of all time is Blindside. I love that movie.
Really?
So, Popstar and Blindside. I can cry every time I see Blindside. Something about that movie and Sandy Bullock.
I did not
Miss
know
Sandy.
That. This is news to me.
Sandy. I know every word to that whole movie. Yeah. I don't want you to know there's a sensitive side to me.
All right. So I'd give it a 9 as well. Yeah, there's really nothing. There's one thing that I think is odd in the movie.
Okay.
And it's one of those things where, like, as a kid, I'm like, this doesn't feel like something that would be in a movie. And maybe, and like, you could tell it's based off a book. But the thing that's weird about it is I've read the book, and the thing that is weird is not in the book.
Interesting.
And it's just like that. Or maybe it is, but I just don't remember it.
Can we talk about it now, or do you gotta wait?
We'll talk about it in spoilers. No, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk about the spoilers. Only because it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. No. Yeah, no. Okay. Because it's early.
Talk about it in spoilers right now.
All right. Let's just go to spoilers.
See you in a second.
Spoilers.
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 So there's this thing at my restaurant where... You turn this corner that you're not supposed to go in because everyone's coming.
What the fuck does that mean?
No. So it's a rotation, right? So you grab food and you're walking out of the kitchen. Well, you're not supposed to go in the out because you can hit people who are carrying food. So you go back, right, to let people know.
Sure.
But my server, mine, I copied her server. She goes, back. I think it's hilarious. But my one server goes, back. I think it's hilarious. I really hope he listens to this. Beck, that's all I picture is like, spoiler.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Spoiler. Anyways, you can continue.
All right. My only issue with the movie has to do with the house cleaner. What the fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's no reason for
yeah.
her.
She serves no fucking purpose. Like, the only... Okay, this is the only thing. In the book, okay, because her whole thing is, okay, her purpose, okay, is she commits suicide, and then they go to her funeral, And then they come home and the daughter is like, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? And then they had that conversation about like religion pretty much. And like some people believe that you go to heaven. And so, yeah. And so it's like kind of teaching her about death. In the book, and again, I could be mistaken. In the book, I'm pretty sure. So Judd has a wife in the book. And she's the one who dies. And they go to her funeral. I don't understand why you would change that. Why wouldn't... It makes more sense for me for Judd to have a wife. And then she dies, and they go to her funeral. And you know what I mean? I don't understand why they would take that character out.
Why wouldn't Judd bury his wife, though?
And that's... But, like, because he's smarter than that. Because he knows about Timmy Bottom... Whatever the fuck that kid's name. The guy.
Mm-hmm.
That they buried, right?
I don't know.
And that's why it's like, and that could have been a great argument. When he was like, I know you want to bury your kid. There's a fucking reason why I didn't bury my wife, bro. Like,
that is a good reason.
Like,
actually.
You could have.
That's a good point.
So that's kind of my only issue with the movie. And it's not even because I know that there's a wife character out there. The housekeeper character makes no sense. Just as I'm like, what the fuck is she even doing here? Like, I don't even understand. The mom's a stay-at-home mom. No, is she a stay-at-home mom? Or does she have a job? I feel like she's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, why do they have a house cleaner?
Yeah, like, it doesn't... I mean, I guess, like, because they're wealthy, I guess, but, like...
Why do they have a house cleaner if you're a stay-at-home mom?
And, like, where'd the house cleaner even come from? There's not even, like, hey, you just moved here. Do you need a house cleaner? Like, there's nothing... They just fucking have a house cleaner. Randomly.
Isn't that American Horror Story where they buy the house and she's like, letting you know, I've been working in this house.
Yeah.
For 30 years. Maybe. So I'm going to continue working in this house and you will pay me.
Maybe it's...
Yeah, like that's like season one American Horror Story. So it technically, I guess, is a thing, maybe.
Maybe it's something like that. I don't know. It's fucking weird. The whole, I don't know. It just doesn't...
You're
make sense
right.
To me.
I never actually thought about it. Because, yeah, then we have that whole killing herself scene. But we don't even know what the note says.
Oh, I think it just says, I'm sorry. I know she kills herself because she thinks she has stomach cancer.
Why do you think she has stomach
cancer? I want to say that's from the book. I want to say I knew. I just know that. I don't know how I know that. I feel like I've read that. But like, and there's a weird interaction between her and the wife, her and Rachel, when she's like...
Must be nice being married to a doctor.
And then she's like, I guess I'm not lucky at all. I'm not married to anybody. And then she just walks away and Rachel's like, the fuck was that about? Like,
what's her name? I don't remember.
I couldn't even fucking tell you what her name
she's
is.
She's like, okay, bye.
See ya.
It's not Stacy.
I thought it was like Dolores or something. I have no clue.
Anyways, I'm going to Wikipedia. That's a very good point.
My only problem with the movie. And, like, even as a kid, I'm like, this doesn't fit. There's something weird about this.
It doesn't fit at all.
The only reason for it, I guess, is to introduce Ellie to death. Because that's kind of the whole, plot of the movie. Like, okay.
Well, you can teach her death whenever her cat dies.
But that's it. New question. Why does Judd show him the fucking Indian burial ground? Also doesn't make any sense. He's like, because he tells him the story later, he's like, I buried my dog, and he came back, and he was covered in fucking barbed wire wounds, and he, like, tried to hurt my mom, and then I killed him that night. And it was like, why the fuck would you tell him to bury the cat then? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
And, like, his whole reasoning behind it was, well, I didn't want Ellie to find out about death, so...
Missy. Yeah.
That still doesn't feel right. Is that?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Thank you, Missy. Yeah. Just now, and he noticed a strange cut just after Missy. And he noticed a strange cut just after Missy hangs herself. The scene ends with her hanging there and then quickly cuts to an aerial shot of the Indian burial ground.
Yeah. For a split second, too. I actually noticed it this time when I was watching it. I'm like, oh, that's a weird, like, choice.
No idea.
It kind of implies, okay, let's go back a little bit because I want to talk about Pascal. Pascal. Okay. Super fucking interesting character. Okay. There's a movie that came out probably right before this, I feel like. If not, it was like, I feel like it was the 80s, but not that day, but it could have been the 70s. Could have been late 70s. Called An American Werewolf in London.
Okay.
You ever heard of it? Well, okay. So what it's about is these two guys who are backpacking through Europe, and one of them gets bit by a werewolf. One of them dies, and then the other one's bit by a werewolf. So like they're both killed by a werewolf. Okay, sorry.
I got it.
Got it. One's killed by a werewolf. The other one's bitten. Okay. And then so the whole movie is him
turning into a werewolf.
Slowly turning into a werewolf. But it's one of those things where it's like, is he, or is he just going like?
Okay.
Is he like? Is it all in his head? Especially because his friend, who's dead, keeps visiting him, and like just kind of hanging out. And over the course of the movie, his friend is more and more rotten. So at first, he just looks like his buddy, but like he has like a bite mark on his like face and shit. And then like he looks more and more like a zombie, to the point where at the very end, he looks like a fucking rotted skeleton.
Ew.
But he's talking to him like normally, like, hey man, how's it going, like, how's your day, kind of thing. It's just like, so the Pascal shit, if you ask me, was definitely inspired by that movie.
Okay.
And I it's my favorite shit of the movie, actually. It might be my favorite shit of the movie. I love anytime Pascal's on screen, I'm like, this, I need more of this. This is cool to me. Like, I love the whole like we don't have any cars. And he's like, well, what about the car with the scrape on the side? And she's like, I have a car with a scrape on the side. Like, I just like, I love shit like that. I think it's great.
And then like he holds the airplane open.
Yeah. He's like, not yet. That whole thing is fucking awesome to me. Cause he's a character in the book that he dies in the beginning, just like the movie. He shows him the like gate, like don't fucking go there in the dream. And that's it. That's the end of them. So, and there are other characters, because there's a lot of characters in the book that aren't in the movie, just random fucking like coworkers and like other doctors and shit. And so, like, anytime Pascal shows up in the movie, it's usually a different person in the book. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they just, because Stephen King wrote the screenplay for this, so he very quickly was like, all right, cut this character, you know what I mean? And we're just going to make it all Pascal. And I personally love it. I think it's great.
Well, I like it because the one scene where she's like, daddy helped him, so he's trying to help dad.
Yeah.
And all of that makes sense, where it's like, you need to get to him now, so I'm going to hold this plane.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make sure you get on this plane. And I'm going to make sure you get a car. And I'm going to make sure you get on this, you know, this truck.
To get home, because you have to stop him before he...
Yeah. But this is it. This is it for me.
Yeah.
But she never even...
And she doesn't make it. That's the problem.
She didn't
make it. So there are two things, actually, that you just brought up that I really want to talk about. First of all, but before we talk about the two things, the scene you wanted to bring up earlier with Pascal getting hit by the car is fucking... It's a great moment when, like, everybody's carrying him in and the one girl's like, ah! Like, and I love...
How real, though.
Right? And then I love... There's a moment... Okay, the moment after he dies and Lewis just sits down. And he's just like, you know, I told my wife, no, not even a sprain today. He's like, and then you fucking come in here. Like, and it's just like a weird fucking moment where he's talking to a corpse. And he's just kind of sitting there. And it's like probably 30 seconds of him just kind of sitting there. And then he fucking wakes up. And you're like, holy shit.
But then he's like,
great jump scare.
You were dead to me when you showed up. There was nothing I could do.
Yeah.
Like, you were dead. What do you want me to do? And then he kept talking to him, and it's like, how do you know my name? And it's like, ooh.
I love it. That's the Stephen King-ness in it, eh? Because with Stephen King books, it's very real, but there's always just one supernatural thing. And that's, I guess, the Pet Cemetery. But this also, I love that. Like, so going back to Pascal, I love the idea where he's like, they won't let me get close. Like, they're trying to stop you. You have, like... I guess, okay, so in the book it's described as like the Wendigo. It's but like in the movie it's more of a supernatural force, and I kind of dig the supernatural force. Like the thing that brings them back from the dead. It's like, it's a force, and it's like, it's trying to stop you. And that's also what I think of, because you brought up the girl hanging herself, and then it cuts to the burial ground for a split second. It's like, it's almost like they made her do it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's why. It's like, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. If I had any backstory on her, it would have made more sense. But like,
now that you said it, it kind of bugs me.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
8.5.
I saw it. Like, I know what you're talking about because I thought the same thing, obviously, where I'm like, yeah, that made no sense. That there was no reason for her.
Yeah.
But maybe there was. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Maybe they moved with her.
Yeah, maybe she was always there.
Maybe she was always there and she just moved with them. And but where does she live? Because she was leaving.
Yeah, whose basement? Was it their basement? That she hung herself in? Like, where the fuck was she? Was there a guest house? I feel like maybe there was a guest house. The whole thing makes no fuck. This character, is the character even real, Ashley?
Are we dreaming? I don't think they have a guest house, or else I would have showed it. They don't have a guest house.
Yeah.
Which means she has to drive somewhere, so she must have lived there then. But that was the first day that they were there.
I don't think it was the first day.
That first time you see her, which, like, the house is beautiful, and then she's kissing her daughter goodnight, and the room is all not a bed, because she has a mattress on the floor.
Yeah.
And then we meet Missy right after that. Because there are times the daughter puts things in the windows. So
Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Yeah, well, yeah. He started the school.
Yeah.
Which means it was the beginning of the school year, and which is September.
And that's when Pascal dies, because he's at the university.
Yeah, so that's okay. September. And then she was taking off a pumpkin and she put up a turkey.
Yeah.
So from October to November.
Yeah. Yeah, because Thanksgiving's in November in the United States.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what we're in Canada, so we gotta take that off.
Yeah.
And then there was something about Christmas.
No, there wasn't a Christmas. Oh yeah, because they go to Christmas. That's where they are. They're in Chicago for Christmas.
They're in Chicago for Thanksgiving, and he stayed behind.
No, that's when the church dies.
Yeah.
So they're in Chicago for Christmas when, sorry, I'm itching my ear for a second. When he buries Gage.
Okay. No, I don't think so. I think they went to Chicago just for a vacation.
I thought they had to talk. I thought they talked about presents, though.
But because I feel like him and the wife were having a hard time because he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It came to this. And then the dad like shook his hand and he was like, I'm sorry for doing that or whatever. Oh, yeah, I feel separated because of Gage. Because it was his fault that Gage died.
I don't think it was his fault.
Well, I'm just saying.
He was the only person not looking at the kid. Everybody else was looking in that direction. It could have been like, hey, dude. Like,
yeah, I know.
He was the only person not looking in that direction. Sure.
You have your kid hit by a bus and then, or by a train, and then you come back and you tell me.
Yeah.
You're going to blame somebody other than yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, I don't know. And that whole scene with the dad, and I'm like, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Like, the dad is, like, fighting.
Like, what are you doing?
No, I meant her dad.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
her dad is fighting, like, the dad at his funeral, and he's like, it's your fault, and it's like,
it's like, in front of fucking everyone. Like, and that's another thing, too, that they never explain is why do the, like,
yeah, it just says,
why does he hate him so much?
I think there's, the only first time you hear about it is Thanksgiving, where he's like, I don't think your dad wants me there anyways. And she's like, but I do your family.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you know, I was never family with them.
Yeah. But it's like, why?
He's like, he's a doctor. You better fucking kiss him. Yeah. I don't like, you know how many shitty fucking people there are in this world? And he had two kids, gives your wife a house. She stay at home.
Yeah.
What more do you want? Like, they're obviously in love still. Especially with the ending scene.
Yeah, they're definitely
in love. It's like what more do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it never did explain that. Maybe because they made the family move.
That would make sense.
Because they were from Chicago. And
maybe
now
they lived in Chicago.
They did live in Chicago.
That would make sense. He's pissed that
he made them move. Because the daughter is like, what if I don't like this new school? What if it's not like Chicago?
Oh, she does say that. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. That might be it. That makes more sense.
But that's for a job.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
Like, but that's the difference between, I think we're just too easygoing.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? I have no kids. I think if Dylan was like, hey, I want to go to Italy next year, I'd be like, I guess we're going to Italy. Like, I guess we're going to Newfoundland. I don't know. Like, let's go. But some people are not like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, so his one and only daughter, possibly.
Yeah.
It's like, what if?
It's true.
Oh, no, it's not her daughter. It's not her. That's not the only kid. There's like four of them.
Yeah, okay. So Aunt Zelda, there's that scene. And there's like
three other kids standing there when she runs down the stairs.
And she's like, they're dead. She's dead. She's dead.
And there's like three other kids.
And they're all, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about your favorite character, by the way.
Okay, so Aunt Zelda. Fuck that character.
Your favorite.
The fucking, the woman that haunts my dreams.
I think there's two scenes in movies that in my head, if you were like, what movie scenes can Steven not watch?
Yeah.
That is one.
And I actually left the room too. I actually left the room.
I know you did.
I'm leaving the room. I can't watch this.
There's one more, and he's a grown ass man, and he'll never watch it, and he'll walk out of the room. Is when Todd gets left in the forest.
And Fox and the Hound.
Buddy, yeah, every time you're like, gotta go refill my drink, and you just leave every time. And it's the rearview mirror part where he's just sitting there staring
at
her.
He's so confused. He's so like, wait, what's like, why would you do this to me?
Like, don't cry now, but. Oh.
But yeah, I know the Zelda in the room when she walks into the room and then she's like, but it's very coolly filmed too, because it's like a fisheye like lens they use.
Yeah.
And it's super wide. And then like, she's like, I'll make it so you never get out of bed again. And then she runs to the camera and it's like, holy shit. And then, but there's another one too. And it used to scare the fuck out of me when I was a kid, but I could at least like watch it when I believe she's having a dream, but I'm trying to remember exactly what's going on. But she, you hear like Rachel, and then she like opens the door, and then you can see Zelda laying on the bed, and then Zelda like pops up and then does this weird spin. And then she's like, I'm coming for you. Something, whatever. I can remember the fuck she says, but like, it's like, this is creepy as fuck.
Steven hasn't watched the scene in like 10 years.
I actually,
he doesn't know what it says.
That scene I watched today. I was like, I couldn't even. But like, because she says, like, she pauses between words. She's like, I'm coming for you. Like, and it's just like, this is creepy as fuck. Like, why did she say it like that?
I'm happy that when I'm sick and my bones show and all of you won't help me. You'll be like, nah, she's creepy. I'm good, bro.
One thing I do want to talk about. So you brought up earlier, Pascal. You said Ellie says to
the mom trying to get a hold of dad, and she kept saying Pascal, how do I know that name?
Yeah. And then she's like, he's helping. Okay, do you think Ellie has the Shining?
Oh,
because I feel like it a little bit, because like in the Shining, Danny can talk to dead people, he sees ghosts all the time, and I almost feel like she has it a little bit too. Like, it's just the way, like, and I have heard a quote from Stephen King. According to Stephen King, all kids under a particular age have the Shining in his world.
Stop.
And I like that. I think it's kind of cool.
Well, she knew something was wrong with Chester.
Yeah. And so did the mom, too. So it's like, maybe the mom has the Shining?
How do you know with the mom?
Because the mom also is like, your dad, cause I think she said your dad's acting weird, though, not the cat. Maybe she does it. But yeah, she does immediately notice something weird with the cat. She's like, yeah, church, something's fucking weird with church. Yeah, so.
I mean, if my cat was any.
You'd be able to tell.
I would tell.
Yeah, that's the thing, well, too. It's like, you also know your dad and your cat pretty well. It's like, if it's acting weird, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
But we're talking about a significant other. You could tell if something.
Yeah, like.
The way Dylan would go, hi, I go, oh,
you could tell something's bothering him.
So yeah, it's kind of like, I could tell. So my cat, I know where my cat is the minute I walk in the door, and then she poos up her tail and she stands, she goes meh, every time. And if she didn't do that, something's weird.
That's weird. Yeah.
And then I got to go find her. And where is she? She smells and she's weird and she has little cuts all over her. Why?
Yeah.
Why does she?
That's odd.
Why does she have blood on her, like dried blood? And then the mom is like, can we give cats baths? And she goes, yes, but you have to like bring her to, you know, like someone to get cleaned professionally. Like, say that to my kitchen sink, because I wash my cats in my kitchen sink.
That's a rich person.
More than once. Yeah. You hold all four of their paws and you dunk them like a donut in the water. And then you shampoo. This is real. Yeah. And then you bloop bloop again. Your cats fucking hate you. But hey, man. Because there was a time when my cats wouldn't stop scratching and I couldn't figure out why, and I thought it was bugs. So I panicked and I shoved them. It wasn't at all. It was just no reason.
Yeah.
So anyways, they got, but you can bathe cats. You don't have to send them to a vet or whatever. Yeah, I guess she might have the sixth sense, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. It's just something I've always...
Well, I shouldn't say that. She says The Shining.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a little bit there where it's like, I feel like she might have The Shining. Okay.
Because also the cat doesn't attack her.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. And that's... Okay, I actually read... I was curious why Gage doesn't kill the dad. Like, Gage doesn't kill the dad when he gets the scalpel. He goes into the dad's room, gets the scalpel, and then goes across the street and kills Jen.
Great question.
Why doesn't he kill the dad? And so I actually Googled this because I was kind of curious. And the only thing that came up that satisfied me was there's a moment where after burying the cat, Lewis says to Ellie, "Hey, get your cat." And then Judd's like, "Oh, it's not her cat anymore. Now it's yours." He says something like that, implying that because he, you know, that the rule is you have to bury your own. Well, now when they come back, that's your thing. Like, you're connected. But the
cat scratched him.
I know, but the cat's also a piece of shit. But it's like, but I do think maybe it's something similar where it's like, because you brought him back to life, you gave him power. It's like, I'm going to spare you. But at the same time, he's not really sparing him because he's killing fucking all of his friends and shit.
But he tried to kill the dad at the end.
He does at the very end. Maybe. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know.
Yeah, throw that out the window. Yeah, I don't know. Because if he killed the mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I don't know. I don't think he has a heart, right? But the daughter is definitely weird, which makes sense about The Shining then.
Yeah. She definitely sees something. She definitely knows.
Because the cat didn't try to hurt Gage either.
That's a good point.
Just, or the mom, I don't know, but the mom, but...
Yeah, it's more just
the dad, just him. Fuck the dad, I guess. But yeah, because like, you're absolutely correct, because I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, interesting, the dad was asleep that whole time.
And he could have killed him.
And he could have killed him any time, and he didn't. How interesting.
Yeah.
And then he changed the house. He changed Judd's house into like that nightmare.
Yeah, that was
weird. That was pretty cool. And then he snapped out of it because he was walking up the stairs. And you see what is normal. Yeah. But then you see what the house looks like in his eyes. And it's like, ooh, that's pretty creepy.
That is very cool. What do you think happens to the family after the movie? So do you think...
The parents would have to... Because they would call and call and call. And they have their daughter.
Yeah, that's true. So I do know that... The book ends with she comes up behind him, puts her hand on his shoulder and says something like, "Hello, darling." And that's how it ends.
Which is what happened pretty much in the movie.
There is an implication in the movie that she kills him.
No, I mean the "hello, darling" part.
Yes.
Well, she grabs a knife.
Yeah, but it's like...
And then he screams.
Do you think that's what happens? Okay.
Then what about her? Is she just alive?
Does she just go on a rampage? Like,
is she just alive? I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Because now she's just walking around with one eye socket.
Kind of the same with as Timmy did, the World War I guy, which is the most interesting story in the whole fucking movie. That like World War I kid where he's
ravaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you remind me of is what's the name? Skewers from Harry Potter. The guy that was a rat and now he's not.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, fucking, yeah. he's still a rat.
Yeah.
Now he's a human. I don't remember the rat's name or something like that. Anyways, go ahead.
I know what you're talking about.
Ron Weasley's.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm just going to message you at 2 a.m. Like, Scampers! But that's not it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's what...
That's because it's the most like zombie like movie it gets when like he walks
Scabbers.
Up scab yeah he like walks up to the house and the mom like, "Oh my god," and she runs away and it just stays in that wide as like the guy. I'm like, this is something out of Night of Living Dead. Like, this is fucking fantastic. Like,
I don't know what the heck she does. I think she just sits there, I guess, and waits for her parents to come home.
Well, yeah, because they have to bring Ellie home eventually.
Ellie?
Here's the thing. So there's a sequel to this movie, Pet Sematary 2. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Clever name.
Oh, they're the most clever.
No, I have no idea.
I actually don't mind Pet Sematary 2. It's actually all right.
I didn't even know there was.
Yeah, it's very 90s. It's like, it's about a guy who's a vet and his kid. And they're new to town, kind of the same idea. And then he befriends a kid, and the kid's dog dies. And somebody tells him about the new burial. So it's like he buries the dog. Of course, things go bad from there. You know what I mean? Same fucking thing. But there's a scene. But the main character is like a kid in high school. So there's a bully character. And he tells a story of what happened after. Like, what happened?
Stop.
And I'm like, I don't know if it's canon, though. I feel like it is. But there's actually conflicting stories, technically, in the movie. But he's also at a campfire. They're in Pet Sematary. They're in, like, the Pet Sematary. Like, all of these high school students.
The actual Pet Sematary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they got a fire going. And they're, like, all drinking. And they're, like... And he tells a story of how... I want to say, like... Okay, so he says... she kills Lewis... And then she scampers off, and then they kill her. Like, the town just kills her, I want to say. And then Ellie comes home, but then she eventually goes crazy. She grabs an axe, kills her parents, kills her grandparents, ends up in a mental institution. But, of course, she broke out 2 days ago. Do you think she's going to come home? Like, that's kind of the point of the story, I think. I don't actually think it's a true part. But, like, there's a scene, because the main character's dad is a veterinarian... So he's like in the medical field. All right. He tells a story about somebody tells him a story about a cat that was brought back to life. They're like, they were pretty sure he was dead, but somehow he was still alive. Didn't make a lot of sense. And they're like, what happened to that guy? It's like, oh, him and his daughter moved away sometime after that. It was like, so it kind of implies that Lewis, I guess, killed her.
Lived. And then.
And then got Ellie and then got the fuck out. But like. So there's conflicting stories in the movie. I think the bully story
technically, I guess he could have yelled.
Yeah, no.
Because he had to stab his wife. But why would he go through all of that work just to stab her?
Yeah, but if she attacks you with a knife, it's like, well, fuck.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like her eye socket was like oozing.
Oozing. And he's making out with her. You're like, oh. Like,
you wouldn't. I'm going to tell Mel that if her eye was oozing...
I wouldn't would make, out with, make her out with right her. Now if her eye was oozing.
You would?
I don't think so. I might not.
You are so rude.
Our eyes are too close to
each other. That's your wife. He would like use that for some spit.
Get the fuck out of here.
Like, that's disgusting. Right? Whenever you saw the ooze, and I'm like, don't kiss her.
It's perfect. Don't get me wrong.
It looks good.
It looks fantastic.
Like, oh, like it's grossing me out right now thinking about it because it's all yellow and like, it's like thick.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, baby.
And they open mouth make out. Like,
open mouth with tongue and everything.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Ew. yeah. I guess we're not as in love as I thought we were. Yeah. Shit. That's not good. Yeah, I'm not sure what I would have done the ending for.
Yeah.
I would have done it the exact same way he did, but if you're asking me what happened after, I'm pretty sure I would go the route of what the vet said.
Yeah. Like,
but then he has to explain
how everybody died.
Like, your son's grave is dug up.
And why is the kid's body, like, the whole thing's fucking nuts.
Well, the kid's body was burned in the house.
I know, but it's like, I guess it's also the 80s. Maybe their forensics isn't that good, but if you find some bones and you're like, why are there kids' bones in here?
No, it'd be disintegrated. It's so hot.
I don't think so.
I think so. And I know how hot, unfortunately, it has to be to, like, what is it called whenever you...
Incinerate?
Yeah. Well, no.
Yeah. You need an incinerator to, like, melt bone.
I don't know. I think it would be hot enough. I think if you left the house like that and you didn't call anybody to come... I think the bones would have definitely burned by that point.
Okay.
That's a long time. And the firemen have to come out and still put the fire out with just hoses.
Yeah.
That would probably take a long time. There's gasoline everywhere. And you put the gasoline specifically on the child.
Yeah.
But now you have a her.
And Judd. Yeah.
What do you do with her? Because now she's in a different house, dead.
Oh, yeah.
And the house is already burnt.
That's a good point.
So now what do you do? That's where things get complicated. You bury her in Gage's little area. And that was a whole day later.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Because he woke up. He woke up the day, and it was daylight, whenever he was hunting down Gage. Which means nobody saw the grave.
I guess not.
Was open, or did he pack it full of dirt before he left? He must have.
I don't know. He seemed pretty out of it.
Put the wife in there, dig it back up, and just pray. Yeah, because the whole thing is kind of iffy. I would rather just bury everybody.
Yeah.
Now you're screwed, but back then, you might have a better chance of getting away with it.
Yeah.
Not in the burial grounds. In the cemetery.
Yeah, no.
Do the pet cemetery. Put a little collar on it and say, "You my wife, boo. I love you." But we're in a pet cemetery now. Bury me in a pet cemetery. You know how fun that? I don't want to hang out with people all day.
Just hang out
with I'd rather hang out with dogs. Could you imagine just dogs and cats everywhere? I'd be like, best heaven ever. Hell yeah. Don't bury me, please. Please don't do that.
So the there was a remake a couple of years ago
in 2019, because that's what kept pop. I had to rent this movie, by the way, Pet Sematary.
Hey, I rented it too.
God damn it! It was on nowhere. What is the 2019 one?
Okay, so it's the same idea, except they do a bait and switch. They do a flip on the material. Where instead of Gage dying, it's Ellie who dies.
Oh.
So it becomes a little different because she's older, right, than Gage is.
How did Ellie die?
Same thing. It's a truck. But okay. But the difference is what happens is Gage, same thing. Gage runs out. The dad tries to get him. Falls, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, by the way, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
First off,
I agree.
I'm trying not to swear anymore on these, but like, come on.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the truck successfully stops. So it actually, and it like stops. But the back of the truck unhooks because of like the momentum and it flies like off the road and it hits the little girl.
Holy
shit.
So
it's like a weird like. What the fuck? Like, because you're expecting the kid. Oh, I kind
of wish you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of wish, like, that, because that would have been wild to, like.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck did I just see? And that's the thing, right? So then he buries her. Same thing. But the difference is she's older. So she's, like, talking to him and stuff. And, like, she comes back and it becomes a thing where it's like, all right, your mom's going to come home in a couple of days. Like. You got to stop looking all droopy face. You know what I mean? And she's like slowly getting angrier and angrier and like more violent.
Wow.
And it's like, I don't know. It's okay. It's not amazing. I like the original better, like significantly.
Sounds like a pretty decent movie though.
It's okay. It's okay. And they do things for like, I don't know. They just, there are similar scenes in the movie that are just not as good. Like, you know what I mean? Like example,
is there a Pascal?
There's a Pascal character, but his, like, that scene with, like, it's so much better in the original when he's just laying there and then he, like, like, in this one, the lights start to flicker and you're like, okay. You know what I mean? It's like, okay. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's all right. It's okay. It's just not as, it's, I don't know. It's just different. Mm. It's different. It's a different movie. That's all I got. You got anything else?
I don't think I do.
There was one scene in the movie where, as I was watching it, I was like, does this come back? And I don't think it does. And I'm trying to remember exactly what happens. It was after they come back from Thanksgiving. They come back from Thanksgiving, I want to say. So the cat's been buried, but not Gage. So it's before Gage, I want to say. I'm pretty sure, at least. And then... for whatever reason,
you can tell me the scene. I can help you.
Okay. For whatever reason, the mom is like, she's got a headache or she's like upset about something. And he's like, I'm going to go get you a Valium. And she's like, but I don't take Valium. And he's like, you are tonight. Uh-huh. And then it cuts away. And I'm like, does that fucking come back at all? Like, what a weird thing.
Isn't that about the aunt? That's about the sister.
Oh, she tells him the story about Zelda. Yeah. That's it.
Was it an aunt or sister?
I always thought it was Aunt Zelda. But.
Oh, it has to be because he's like, they left her with kids.
Yeah.
That wasn't your fault. They left her with kids.
But for some reason, I feel like today I was like, oh, it's her sister? But I always thought it was Aunt Zelda.
Well, it might be.
Yeah.
Aunt Zelda because they have kids.
Yeah.
I was like, this is Aunt Ash. And it's like, well, to her, I'm Ash, but she calls me Aunt Ash.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Could be like that. I'm not sure.
They were definitely related.
Oh, I know they're related. I just don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck Zelda. She fuck off.
I can't believe you're so upset about Zelda.
Yeah, it's a great character. Great character.
You do not like her since...
Nope.
I can remember. Yeah, that's about it for me. I'm, nothing else to really say.
Cool. What else are you going to watch for Horror Movie Month?
Do you want it to be a surprise for that? Or do you want me to start listing off stuff?
So if we're going to do some more podcasts, we can not say something.
Yeah.
Let's just say.
Well, we can do like the obvious, like Conjuring is one.
Yeah. Well, how about, we'll just leave it at this month is going to be 4 weeks, I believe. It could be five. I'm pretty sure it's only four. Of only horror movies. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got.
So you want to do The Conjuring, though? Is that one that you want to do?
That's one of them. That's not the next one I want to do, though. I have something in my head for the next one.
Okay, I'm excited.
I have two.
Then we'll do it.
All right.
Till next time.
Bye.